BMORS92Q.com, Kiki Brown holding it down with one of the most influential artists that we need to pay attention to in 2015. Her name is Justine Skye.
Hey,
and she's
what's
in the
up?
Building. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm freezing, but I'm good.
I know. Well, you said you're from Brooklyn.
Yeah, but okay. But everyone always says that, but it's still, I've been spending a lot of time in L.A. recording.
Well,
so
well, see what happens when you do that.
Yeah.
That's what happens. See, now you had to get back to reality.
I know, and I'm like,
brick.
It's like the coldest winter.
Yeah.
One of the coldest winters right
well,
now.
Well, so. I mean, we could be in Boston.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. I'll take it. But welcome to Baltimore. Is this your first time here?
Yeah, I think this is my first time. It's not? I don't know.
We all look alike. The cities all look alike.
Yeah.
So let's just, now I have to say this. I am new to your music.
Mm-hmm.
So forgive me for my ignorance.
It's fine.
Why don't you introduce myself and a lot of other ignorant people out here who've never heard of Justine Skye?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
So shout outs to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of grew up in the music industry because my mother, she's an entertainment attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's been around me for like my whole entire life.
And you still wanted to do it?
Yeah. I realized I could sing.
Yeah.
One. And then I was just like, this is what I want to do. I would be around all these artists. I would be at all these events, all these mm-hmm. panels, all these meetings. And I just see my mom doing this and the artist that she represents. And I'm like, I can really do this. I want to do this. But she, of course, like, when your parents are like in the music industry, people don't take you seriously. They're just like, oh, like it's little Justine, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then so I had to prove on my own that this is something I wanted to do. And wow. I took to like the internet, which really helped me out a lot. Tumblr and Twitter and Instagram, mm-hmm. YouTube. I made cover videos and did things on my own, did some original music. And then people started to pay attention. Labels mm-hmm. started to pay attention and mm-hmm. people started to take me seriously.
Yeah. That's usually how you get the buzz now.
Yeah.
The traditional way doesn't work.
Doesn't work. And you know what's crazy is like in the beginning, when my mom started to see that I was serious about it, because one day at a BMI panel, I just like went, they were doing a Q&A
mm-hmm.
and I went up there and I was like, hey, can I sing for you guys? It was like,
wow,
a lot of executives. And it was like my first time. That was when
That's
realized
how you do it though.
That was when I realized I can't be shy anymore.
Yeah.
So, so that's when my mother started to take me seriously. And then, so we did this whole thing. We went to all the labels. We met with everyone, L.A. Reid, mm-hmm. Lior Cohen, mm-hmm. every single person.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were just like, she's not ready. Like, she's good. She can sing, but like she's not ready.
How do you? Okay.
I was like 14, 15.
I don't get it. I don't get it because you have artists out there that are grown and not ready. You add a couple of things to their voices and then they become a studio artist, but you actually have talent.
Thank you.
And I don't understand how. Well, I'm glad that they told you no. How many no's did you get before you had a yes?
I got no's from everyone. And then we just stopped and we went back to the drawing boards and I started to do original music. I put out a mixtape. Then I put out two songs, and that's when the labels start to pay attention. I put a song called Everyday Living and a song called Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
And then the labels are like, oh, this is a real thing now.
Oh, you mean that Justine? Oh, I thought you meant the other Justine Skye. My bad. I didn't know.
Crazy too, because when I signed with Atlantic, Craig Kalman, I like in the beginning when I was like 14, 15, I went and I met with him and he was like, oh, she's good, blah, 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 blah. And then, when the label started to pay attention, they brought me back to Atlantic and I had a meeting with him again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. And he was like, we were playing him music. And then he was like, can you sing something for me? And I'm like, yeah, this is a song I sang for you the first time I met with you. And I sang for him.
Yeah,
and then
I'm
he was
saying,
like,
you know.
And then he was like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was like, that was really bold of me to do. But it was also what got me my deal.
Good. Good for you. Now, you started very early. How old are you now?
I'm 19 now.
You're 19.
Yeah.
So you've been in this game for a while. You've seen some craziness. You've seen some good and you've seen some bad. And that's good mm-hmm. that your mom is involved.
Yeah, she's my lawyer too, okay. So she's there to protect
well,
me.
Well, that's good because there's a lot of badness and a lot of poison out there.
Is
mom the one that keeps you out of that?
She definitely
is. Cameras?
She definitely is. She's always protecting me. She's always yelling at me. And she's like, you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't talk to these boys. You can't do this. You can't be doing this in public. And I'm like, okay, mom, okay. And I'm just like I'm still balancing being a teenager and being, they're like, you're not a regular person anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you're a personality. You're someone that people are looking mm-hmm. and paying attention to. So you have to watch what you do. And so it's kind of hard like trying to still be a teenager and then being an artist at the same time, but you know, I'm figuring it out. It's like life lessons.
There's actually a movie about that, isn't it, called Beyond the Lights
yeah.
or something like that?
Yeah,
did you
I
see
feel
it
like that
mom?
Movie was made about
yeah,
me.
Like, see what I'm saying? Let me rewind this because you need to watch
and her
this
hair
again.
Is purple.
Oh, see,
and her hair is purple. I feel like I need a check or something. Like, what's up with that?
Or do you have a new album? Like, because Collide was a single off of what album?
Collide is just a single. It's not off of anything, but I'm about to drop an EP. It's called Emotionally Unavailable.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you know about this? Emotionally Unavailable. Come on.
Well, I just feel like a lot of people my age and like my generation, we're just like confused when it comes to like love, and we have all these emotions.
I have a 17-year-old, so school me, please.
Yeah, and we just feel like one day we'll be like, oh, I have no feelings. Like, mm-hmm. I don't feel anything. Like, forget love, blah, blah, blah. And then one day we'll be like, oh my God, I just found the love of my life. Mm-hmm. And then one day we're like, all right, I can't do this anymore. So we're like really confused. And I feel like to even say something like emotionally unavailable, you have to be emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So, and most of the songs on the EP have to do with like a breakup that I went through, mm-hmm. and just like, you know, situations that I'm going through in my life, relationships and like my friends, just things that everybody can relate to. So
there are a lot of artists that started at the same level that you started, very young ages, and they've grown to be mega stars. You have Rihanna, you have Beyonce, you have even Elle Varner. And
yeah.
And I mean, when you saw them, if you watched them in the beginning of their careers, mm-hmm. they were just, I don't want to say, you know, kind of innocent and humble, but they've turned into these mega stars, and their celebrity lifestyle kind of changed them.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen to you. And I know mom is in control, but mom is not going to be there all the time. We're going to put the society, your fan base is going to keep you in this little bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're going to keep you in this little protective bowl. We want you to be the Disney star. We want you to be the young girl. We want you to be the nice, sexy, you know. But then you're going to grow up and you can't stay in that bowl.
I definitely don't want to stay in a bowl. I wouldn't consider myself like... I try to stay away from like the whole like Disney like kiddie type of thing, because that's not what I am.
It's a lot of pressure too.
It is a lot of pressure. There was a time where people tried to put me in that bowl, mm-hmm. but I feel like just like my presence on the internet and just me as a person, my aura, my energy, mm-hmm. just shows people like I'm way more mature than that, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm more real. Like, I'm still a kid,
yeah,
but I'm like a real kid. Like, there's like, we go through drama, we fight, we argue, we curse, we do this, we do that, we like, this is real life. Like, mm-hmm. it's not sugar-coated, like, for whatever. And that's what I want to show people. Like, you can still be cool and be real. Like, you don't have to be like, you don't have to be Disney or whatever. Okay. Like, you can be a kid and still be like real. Like, there's a whole bunch of like movie like out there, like Kids, mm-hmm. and like thing like that show Skins and stuff like that. Like, that really happens. Like, even Degrassi, like, that's real life.
Okay.
That's real teenage life.
Do you feel that you're the voice for the teenagers?
I feel like I am, especially for like the young women.
Yeah.
Because they, especially for black women, mm-hmm. for black young adults. Like, mm-hmm. There's not really a voice out there for that. So a lot of girls, they come up to me and they're like, yo, you're like my inspiration. Like, you motivate me every day. Like, I was like not so confident in myself because of my skin color and this and that. Even so, like, I feel like I'm like the voice for them. And not even just brown girls, like all girls in general, because a lot of girls come up to me and like different races, different ethnicities, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, whatever. And I feel like I have a job.
Yeah.
Like, this is my
that
job.
That comes with
to,
a
like,
blessing and a curse, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not, I don't want to be a role model. I want to be a real model.
You better say that in all caps. Say that again. You want to be a role model, not a role model.
I feel like Tupac said that, but
he
in
did.
The words of Tupac.
I didn't hear him when he said it. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Quote Tupac. Okay, I'm learning something today. I'm learning something. I appreciate that. And when is the EP going to come out? Is it this summer? When should we expect it?
You can expect it in a few weeks, actually.
Okay. Now, with Collide, you've worked with Tyga.
Mm-hmm.
Was that dramatic to work with him?
Or, no.
He in the news now.
No. It wasn't dramatic at all. He's actually a really humble dude.
And he seems like it.
He's so nice, man. The media is really, like, messed up.
But this is the life you live.
Exactly.
This is what you signed up
exactly.
for. You ready to do this?
I think
been in the game for a minute, but you
yeah,
ready?
I think I'm ready. I've seen a lot. I know there's a lot more that there's still left for me to see, but I feel like I can handle it.
Because you can't go to the parties like the big, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe you're not missing anything. You can't your own party.
Maybe I'm not missing it. Yeah, I have my own parties.
What else is next for you?
Well, I'm performing at South by Southwest.
Okay.
So that's really
that's
huge.
Hot.
Yeah, that's my first like festival, so I'm really excited about that.
Okay.
And I have a show coming up. I'm my first headlining show in New York, which is like my hometown, so I'm really excited about that. SOBs on March 16th.
Uh-huh.
So it's gonna be dope.
Yeah. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
And I'm actually glad that you came in here and I got a chance to put the face with the name. And of course, you know, you look at you on social media and and online and stuff like that. So I'm very happy that we got a chance to meet, and I can't wait to follow your career.
Speaking
of following, how can we, I know it's Justine Sky on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. It's Justine Sky on everything, actually. Instagram, Tumblr, Snapchat, everything is Justine Sky.
Right.
S-K-Y-E.
S-K-Y-E. You're right now. She point the finger now. Don't get that E. Last thing, what advice, other than your mom, did you receive being in this game from a celebrity that you look up to? Or have you received anything?
She didn't tell me personally, but during like Grammy week, I met Rihanna for the first time.
Okay.
She was super, super nice. But I was at the Pharrell party. He had like an after party. And then I left. But my mom ran into Rihanna and she was like, oh, my God, it's Justine's mom. And then,
okay.
She was like, and then she went up to my mom. She was like, protect her, like, from this industry and from boys. She was like, I don't like a lot of girls, but she has great energy and she's really pure. And I'm rooting for her. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
A good look. That's
huge.
A good look.
That's super, super huge.
Yeah. So. That's a high you can't get down from.
Yeah.
She's big.
Yeah.
She's big.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of young ladies are out there wanting to be the next Justine Sky or the next Rihanna or even the Beyonce, and in one sentence, what can you tell them? How can you advise them to get there?
I just tell them to always believe in yourself and never let anyone try to change who you are. Because, and that may sound so cliche, but that's really like all this is about. Like, people always tell you, you can't do this, you can't do this, or you need to do this. And you just have to believe in yourself. There was like a song that I had that, it was like one of my favorite songs. I wrote it,
mm-hmm.
and everyone was like, no, this song isn't good. This song isn't good. And I just put it out. I put it out on my own, and then everyone like loved it. And now everyone's like, oh, we need this song. We need this song. And I'm like, that was like the first example of everyone telling me I couldn't do this song. Mm-hmm. And I did it on my own. And then now everyone's like on it. Yeah.
I love that. What about the guys? I know in school there were some guys. Now, I don't know if mom's here or not. Mom here? Uh-oh. We act like mommy? Okay. So who were the guys that kind of played you? And now they like, oh, what's up, boy? I ain't really know you. I'm saying, I'm just, you know, let me holler at you real quick. Does that happen a lot? Come on.
Well, there wasn't a lot of guys in high school, but there was this one dude, and he was like from the hood. It was like in Brooklyn, like back in like high school
days. Sexy. Hood dudes.
It wasn't.
Really?
I don't know what I was thinking.
What?
But he wasn't even hood. But
really?
He just wanted to be hood.
Aww.
But now like he always like DMs me like, I miss you, bro. Like now he calls me bro. And I'm like, what?
Ew.
I'm like, he's like, I miss you. And I always like open them, but I never respond. And he's like, why do you do this? Like, we could be friends. No, we can't be friends. No, we cannot be friends.
What about now?
Now
anybody trying to holler? Let's just act like she ain't here.
A lot of people are, but there's this one dude that I really like, and he's cool. He's super cool. But it's like new,
that's it.
So we're taking
that's
it.
All that's all you're going to get me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's this one guy. It's kind of cool. It's a little cute. That's all you got. That's it. So I'll just wait for Hip Hop Weekly or TMZ or something to come out and, you know, be like, well, she kind of told me.
God.
That's like how I feel when Mariah Carey called me maybe a couple days before she got married to Nick Cannon to tell me about the damn Empire State Building turning pink or purple or something. And then the next day she's like, surprise, I got married to Nick Cannon. I'm like, I was on the phone with you yesterday.
You couldn't
say anything? I couldn't get the exclusive?
Well, it's super brand new, so it's like, yeah.
Whatever. Just remember. Just remember. She gave me some kind of clue. I'll just say that. I'll take that. I got some kind. So if you see it in the newspapers,
and you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. It may not be exact or word for word.
Oh, my God.
The person's identity may not have been revealed, but look, I was close enough. Justine Sky, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you for having me. This
yeah,
was so
man.
Fun.
Yeah, get some tea or some soup or something.
I need some tea, man.
Shout out to B More real quick.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Justine Sky. I'm here in Baltimore at 92Q Jams. Yeah.